These are the Barah Ministries announcements for December 16th, 2018. Prayers, please, for Emily Goodall as she recovers. She finally got that pesky appendix out. How about that, huh? This little bitty vestigial organ. Vestigial means non-functioning organ, caused so much havoc. And now it's out. So... Okay, so there's some advice from Deacon Denny. If you have lower abdominal pain, go to the ER. And what they'll do is give you some medicine, tell you to go home, and take out whatever's bothering you 2 months later. That's kind of the way that works. But congratulations, Emily, and we are still praying for you for a full recovery. Mark your calendars. We visit the vets today at 2 p.m. And those of you who are coming today, please be there a little early, because it's better to be early than to be late. So appreciate that. And we're going to celebrate Christmas with the vets. And this is always a fun day. And we got some, one of the things we like doing at this time of the year with the vets is giving them a gift. And so we have this coin, and it says a lot of cool stuff on it. It has a Bible verse on the back and some things on the front about their bravery. But one of the things you may not know is that in the military, these coins mean something. You know, I have a client who has coins like this and gives them out to clients. So this really means something to them, and they're going to love this gift. In addition to the gift of June singing, and of course the gift of me talking to them about Jesus Christ. So please join us today if you can. It'll be a fun time. Mark your calendars. The next elders meeting is December 22nd, where we start. And in that meeting, we're going to look back at what we did this year, what we accomplished this year, and look forward to a 2019 that is going to be one of the critical turning years in Barah Ministries history, where we really get the funding for that building that we're going to build. And here's the thing. So, you know, nobody really cares about a building. In the church age, the church is you if you're a believer in Christ, right? Because Christ indwells you. So the church is not about a building. But I'll tell you what that building's going to do for us. It's going to allow us to attract people. And so, for example, the people who are helping us with our marketing are a young couple, 33 years old. They have 4 kids and 1 on the way. Now, when they come to Barah Ministries, yeah, 4 kids and 1 on the way, whoa, right? They need a scorecard with numbers for the kids. But if they come here to Barah Ministries, what can we do with their kids? Yeah, we got a little room back there, but there's nobody back there manning the room. And so we can't be attractive to a couple like that. But here's one of the things that was really funny about what the wife said. She said, you know, we like going to churches, and when we sit in front of the pastor is giving us things that feed our soul. And that hit me like a ton of bricks. It was like somebody punched me in the face, because we don't express it that way. You know, we talk about, let's just get the truth and get it right and get it to people. But people on the receiving end, what are they looking for? The people on the receiving end are looking for food for the soul. And I guarantee you, that food for the soul doesn't come from interacting with an electronic device. It doesn't come from that. It doesn't come from searching the internet. It comes from the things that come from this pulpit. But the problem with the things that come from this pulpit is what we're asking you to do is to dig a well before you're thirsty. That's not real appealing to people. People only think about water when they're thirsty. But that's not what the Word of God is all about. See, the Word of God is about laying all the things in place before you need them so that when you need them, you don't panic. So that hit me in the face really hard. And that's what that building is going to be about for us, that we're going to have a place where we can attract people and then give them the food for their soul. Because in most of the big churches, you know, people talk to me about Barah Ministries, and they say, well, how many people have you got? About 40. That's not too many. Sure isn't. But I tell you what, I'll put my 40 up against any 500 in the mega churches, and I'll ask those 40 what the word propitiation means, and they'll know. So 2019 is going to be an interesting year for us. Very interesting year. When all of the things that we've dreamed about come to fruition. They already came to fruition in eternity past, and now you're going to get to see it. And I know what's going to happen as soon as you see that building. You're going to come running up to me, hugging on me. You're going to want my autograph. You're going to think I'm amazing for knowing that that was going to happen 10 years ago. I just want you to know, don't crowd me. Stay back, because you know who is doing this, and it's not me. It's Christ. And this is built for him. And then once we get in there, we're going to bring people in there and change their lives with it. That's what we're all about. Mark your calendars. No face-to-face teaching on December 30th, but a lesson will be posted. I hope you liked the lesson last week on faith, the Lord's Supper lesson on faith. Amazon Smile, sign up for it if you would. When you're shopping on Amazon, you can designate Barah Ministries as your charity. And everything you buy from the Amazon Smile website, when you designate Barah Ministries as your charity, Amazon will contribute a part of your purchase to Barah Ministries. It's really cool. And, you know, we're small, so you look in the account and every once in a while there's $1.72 and $4.73, and that's cool. But it's just really amazing that Amazon is willing to do that. There's an app for that. Download the Barah Ministries app from Google Play, from the iTunes Store, and from the Microsoft Store. And you can have all Barah Ministries all the time. And then finally, after church today, we will have our prayer power circle where we'll pray for the petitions and intentions of the people who are there. And it's a very powerful time, so I invite you to join me for that. Those are the Barah Ministries announcements for December 16th, 2018.